Om Ajnana Dhyanananda Syajnanandana Salakaya Chakshuru Nivitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Namah Vishnu Sadaya Krishasadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sani Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sri Dasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Makha Karoti Vachala Pangulangaya Tegirin Yat Kitha Vande Sri Gurum Hinatayanam Paramahana Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hari Om Tat Sat. Thank you.
Okay, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 2. Evam parampara praptam imam rayasayo vidu sakaline mahata yogunasta paramtapa. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of the cyclic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore, the science as it is appears to be lost. Purport. It is clearly stated that the Gita was especially meant for the saintly kings, because they were to execute its purpose in rolling over the... Certainly, Bhagavad Gita was never meant for the demoniac persons, who would dissipate his value for no one's benefit, and would devise all types of interpretations according to personal whims. As soon as the original purpose was scattered by the motives of unscrupulous commentators, there arose the need to reestablish the cyclic succession. 5,000 years ago, it was detected by the Lord himself that the cyclic succession was broken, and therefore, he declared that the purpose of the Gita appeared to be lost. In the same way, at the present moment, also there are also many editions of the Gita, especially in English, but almost all of them are not according to the authorized cyclic succession. There are innumerable interpretations rendered by different mundane scholars, but almost all of them do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, although they make a good business on the words of Sri Krishna. This spirit is demoniac, because demons do not believe in God, but simply enjoy the property of the Supreme. Since there is a great need of an edition of the Gita in English, as it is received by the Parampara, the cyclic succession system, an attempt is made herewith to fulfill this great want. Bhagavad Gita, accepted as it is a great boon to humanity, but if it is accepted as a treatise of philosophical speculation, it is simply a waste of time. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of the cyclic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore, the science as it is appears to be lost.
So, Krishna had spoken the Bhagavad Gita some 40 million years before to the sun god, like that. It was handed down. But in a due course of time, the succession was broken, so he was reestablished. Now he come in the Brahma, Madhva, Agodhya, Isan Samradaya, and as such, we have received the message of the Bhagavad Gita. It was received by His Divine Grace, Albhai Charan, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki, and he has in turn translated and given his thoughts. So the Bhagavad Gita as it is received by us. So we are very much grateful to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, he imparted this Gita as well as Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita to the conditioned souls. He gave to his disciples, and his order was that his disciples should also spread this message in the Western world, all over the world, that they should be happy with Krishna consciousness, and they should make others happy. So, Surdas, he wrote me one pastime here, you know, that I was walking with Prabhupada in the rice fields. He called the anything the rice fields that are small aisles. So he used to call these highways. He would say, Jayadaka Swami, he knows the highways. But the highways then is a little, what do you call in Bengali, aisles. Aisles between the rice teddies. So, for some reason, Prabhupada was down in the rice, and he extended his hand. So I told him up to the aisle, and then he pushed me down, according to Surdas. And he said, never forget the Guru, because the Guru is by his mercy. One is lifted to an exalted position, and so you should never push him away. So, like that, I had the great opportunity of associating with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Not only was he my guru, but he also came twice a year to Mayapur. And sometimes I go other places in India to associate with him. I was in the room when he talked to Sridhar Swami, and I was at Vinodabhave's ashram in Maharashtra. I was also in Vrindavan during his last pastimes. So apart from Mayapur, I also had some other pastimes with Srila Prabhupada. One of the unforgettable times I had was they asked me to watch over Srila Prabhupada in the night. And he woke up about, this was at Mumbai. He woke up, I forget what time it was, maybe 12 or 1 or 2. Early in the middle of the night, and he said, I'm feeling itching on the neck. Please scratch my neck. So I was scratching. He said, no, use your fingernails. Scratch harder. He was really itching. So I was scratching him. Now this thing seemed like a simple pastime, but it was something that was very dear. To be able to do such a personal service to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Well, Prabhupada, he got this message of the Bhagavad Gita intact from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and in turn he wanted to get it. This message is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that we should engage in devotional service to Krishna. The message of the Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Tomorrow the disciples of mine are going to observe the Vyasa Puja. That will be where we worship the Guru as the representative of all the gurus in the Pacific succession, and especially Vyasadeva, the writer of the Vedas. So, today outside, there'll be the Sankalpa, which is that the devotees who are present, who want to do the Vyasa Puja, our celebration, they make a determination to do the yajna of the offering worship. The guru, he takes the worship not for himself, but for all the gurus of Krishna. He knows that actually he could not be a guru if it wasn't for the mercy of his guru. If sometimes it seems he's healthy and sometimes not. If he sees the disciples are advancing, he feels joy. And when he sees the disciples in difficulties, he naturally feels a little sad. But this is the feelings of the one of my guru. That Sankalpa they'll do tonight, I think, as well as the Adidas. On the outside, the temple room is only for Vyasa Puja one day, that is tomorrow. But we can explain what's going on. So, because it is we have over 100, I think, initiating gurus. In the future, we have thousands. And we want to keep Prabhupada's position as the initiating, as the founder acharya of ISKCON preeminent. So his daily guru puja we perform in the temple. We can perform the guru puja for other gurus outside the temple room in some private house, private place. It's a non-public place. But one day a year, on the usually the day of the appearance of the guru, by the lunar calendar, we can offer the puja in the temple. At that time, simultaneously, the deities and the guru are offered the bhoga. There's a tushanji offered to the guru. There's a two ceremonies which are performed. And our disciples or any well-wishers, our God brothers, God sisters, they can, nephews, spiritual nephews, nieces, they are welcome to offer a homage. I don't know who's coordinating, but Sarva Shakti. If you want to offer any homage, then you talk to Sarva Shakti. You like to help a man, a woman like that. So, today we'll do the Adidas. Adidas is done the day before auspicious items, observances, like the Astuja Janashmi. Of course, so, this is done in Nayantra. Not everyone does, but here in Nayantra they do it. And I don't know where they do it or they don't do it. I study it. It's given by Rupa Goswami. And so, the Adidas is to, one of the purposes is that everyone will feel, okay, an important day is coming, and they get a chance to do a little guru seva. So what they do is they offer auspicious items to the Shayashila, to the Kumbha, and they touch that to the head of the guru. So, like this, the guru gets purified and our disciples get to come and offer this seva. In Nayantra, we do regularly the Sankalpa and the Adidas for any important day. This morning I saw the Adidas was being performed to my fixture. I'm very grateful to Solas Prabhu and Mahatma and all the senior devotees here, to the disciples here, Prana Charu and Bhagavad Kirtan Das and others, Gaura Chandra Das, Sarva Shakti, so many of them. Mention everyone, be here all night. But I'm very grateful for their care and help. As you all know, I had a stroke a little over a year ago, in October 2008. So I'm taking some therapy here, and the GDC asked me to concentrate on my therapy, and so that I could regain my a little more independence of movement. So, otherwise, I've been living for about 40 years in India, and 38, 39 all those years were in Mayapur. So I'm feeling a little separation from Mayapur. But I can't think of this is such a nice place to be. If I have to be away from India and Mayapur, then this is one of the nicest places where the devotees have been taking very good care of me. And I get to see the beautiful deities here. So I'm told that I should get a short class for the Mayapur devotees. They're watching on the internet. First class will be in English, and then the class will be in Bengali. I'm sure all of you understand Bengali, so. Okay, you have a translator. If anyone doesn't know Bengali, I have two names. So, I'll speak. Are you ready for English? Are you ready for English?
I'm trying.
No, no. First English. Are you ready? Any questions? I'd like to thank also Bhadri Narayan Das, the local GDC, who has given his blessings for the Vyas Puja tomorrow. Any question?
Guru Maharaj, you was in Vrindavan when Prabhupada left his body, or you came after?
Me and Lalananda were two co-directors. So sometimes I go to my employer to see if things are going okay, and sometimes I was in Vrindavan. Prabhupada gave a check. He said he wanted his quarters built on the bank of the lake that was there. He said, in case I leave my body, I want my samadhi on the lake. In case I leave, I want my residence there. I said, he gave me a check. I forgot maybe for a lakh and a half of rupees, 150,000 rupees to start to work. So on the very day that he left, I saw Prabhupada. His hand was big in the air like this. And I went on the train, and when I reached Calcutta, someone showed me the newspaper. that his right grace, A.C. Lakshmi of the Swami Prabhupada, had left the world. So I was there on the day he left. He left at 7:14 at night, 7:20. I was there that morning. I saw him and I caught the Kalkal nail, I think. So, Tamal Krishnamurti said that some people are not meant to see the Guru's Vatlu after he leaves. In any case, I was there with him off and on for that whole 6 months. And I saw him the day he left him. He had given me a check and sent me to Calcutta. So I was carrying out the order of the Guru. And I left. And when I got to Calcutta, he was gone. But, okay. So, are you ready? Okay, so here I am in New Dwarka, Los Angeles, California, United States of America. This is the Western spiritual headquarters. Of course, my employees are our world headquarters. So I'm missing being in Mayapur for this occasion of the Asta Puja. I hope I understand that now is the Bhagavatam class in Mayapur. I should give some message. The message, I didn't really think I'd advance much. I was just told a few minutes ago that I should give a message. Of course, our message is very simple. We want everyone, all these followers of the Srila Prabhupada, to work together. He said, the way you can show your love for me is how well you cooperate together. We want everyone to cooperate together, work together, and in this way, please, Srila Prabhupada, please, the previous acharyas, and of course, please, all the leaders today. We are very happy that I heard 500 devotees who speak English are present to listen to the class. We read from the Bhagavad Gita here, Evam Param Vara Praptaninam Rajasayal Vyu, that this message of Krishna consciousness was received through the Guru Parampara, but it has been lost. So Krishna Gilgit. Now, since the time of Lord Chaitanya, this message is then delivered. And he got to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jagannath Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Kishoradas Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki. So we're very much happy that this message was carried by His Divine Grace all over the world to various, all the continents of the world. And so Prabhupada, He wanted His followers to continue to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya to every town and village. He predicted that in the future, they will say how Krishna consciousness has saved the world. That this ISKCON movement has actually saved the human race on this planet. So we are very much indebted to His divine grace. By His mercy, we got Krishna consciousness. By His mercy, we are performing some devotional service. So we're very much grateful. Of course, we want all the devotees to be happy in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada used to say, be happy and make others happy. It's not that we are not meant to be happy. We are meant to be happy. But the happiness, like I saw in His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, is a deep happiness. A happiness which it's not like ordinary ha ha ha. You hear people on the end are happy, on the end are sad. Prabhupada's happiness was as deep as a tsunami. It goes to the depth of the ocean of bliss. And his bliss was contagious. He was giving it to everyone. So we had the great good fortune to associate with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki. So we want all the devotees to also experience the happiness of Krishna consciousness. And this way their life can be a success. And go out and give the happiness to others. Or, if you're living in Nayanthara, those who visit Nayanthara, you can give them the happiness. This year was a very auspicious year. After many, many years of trial and attempts, finally the foundation partly was started on the temple of the planetarium. This year we had a three Rikram parties. So this is a great achievement. I want to thank all the members of the temple of the planetarium team for their tireless efforts. Thank you.